What up, though? This is Kurt Steele of the Die Hard Den podcast, and welcome to our special draft recap episode for the Lions 2020 draft. Hey, I'm here as always with my man, Shawnee J.
What's up, good people?
Hey, Shawnee J, my man, hey, you know we got to do one. Tell me something good. Hey, the NFL did the draft-a-thon this weekend for the NFL draft. And what they did was they raised awareness and support for those battling COVID-19. So they teamed with like American Red Cross, Meals on Wheels, the United Way, and those relief organizations to raise money through a draft-a-thon. So they had musical guests, they had Kevin Hart, they had comedians, they had all of these people raising funds to help support COVID-19 relief. And they raised over $6.5 million in COVID relief funds. So big shout out to the NFL and their partners for teaming up with those organizations and those partners to raise awareness and funds for COVID-19 relief. So big shout out to them. It is very, very awesome. Now, we haven't talked to you guys in quite a while. We did some kind of draft update. We talked about Jeff Okuda, the first round draft pick. But now let's go over our overall draft for the Detroit Lions. So first thing, what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and look at who we drafted overall in the draft. So we all know in the first round, we picked up Jeff Okuda, the cornerback out of Ohio State. We drafted running back DeAndre Swift. In the second round, the third round, we took Julian Okwara, Romeo's little brother, guard Jonah Jackson from Ohio State, guard Logan Stenberg from Kentucky, wide receiver Quintez Cephas out of Wisconsin. In the fifth round, we took running back Jason Huntley out of New Mexico State. Round number six, we took defensive lineman John Pinsky out of Utah.
Penicilli.
Okay. Then the final pick we took in the draft, we took defensive lineman Jason Cornell out of Ohio State. Now, one thing, I think that the Lions had a good draft. What do you think, my man?
I think it's a good draft, too. It has to be, because this is Quinn's last time. You know what Martha said? You got to win or go home.
Right. So I will look at it like this. So if you look at the first three rounds of the draft, we really addressed some positions of need. We know we lost Darius Slay, and we needed another shutdown corner. Running back was definitely a position of need because of the health of the Lions' current running backs with Kerryon Johnson, Bo Scarborough, Ty Johnson. These guys were injured most of the season last year. So I don't think there was a running back that played every available game last year because of injury. Then you look at the offensive line. Let Graham Glasgow go. You draft another high motor left guard who has really, I don't think he had one sack his whole college career. I mean, that's including Rutgers and Ohio State. So, I mean, and we picked up another mauler out of Kentucky at the offensive line as well. And we got a edge rusher in Julian Okwara. So I think that they addressed some positions of need. Now, is it a slam dunk draft? No one knows. No one can really evaluate a draft until 2 or 3 years down the road. Now, looking at the national ratings for us, the draft grades for the Lions. First up, we're going to look at Pro Football Focus. Pro Football Focus gave the Lions an overall grade of 8A for their draft.
I like that.
Citing that they really picked up positions of need. And one thing I think I addressed this really on my draft update was the cornerback was at a premium in this draft. So if you look at the first round of the draft, there were two positions that went six players deep in the first round. And that was wide receiver and corner. And the position of need for the Lions, there was definitely cornerback. So I think we got the best one. I mean, Jeff Okuda was the best cornerback in the draft by a mile. It wasn't even close to the second guy. I mean, he had 800 snaps played in college at corner. He only allowed three touchdowns and had no penalties. I mean, by a mile, he was the best corner in the draft.
Okay. I hope he is. You know, you talk about drafting guys too high. I he's comparing with Deion Sanders. You say that's unfair, but to be drafted high, you gotta be a high impact player.
I think he would be an immediate impact player. If you look at his career, I mean, against some of those big name wide receivers, even in the college football playoff, those guys still didn't have good numbers against Okuda. I mean, you're talking about like T. Higgins from Clemson. I mean, those guys did not have good games versus Jeff Okuda. He shut those guys down. So even the big name wide receivers that got drafted this draft against Okuda, they didn't have good numbers. So, I mean,
also, he gave shout out to a future teammate that he didn't know when we drafted. He said that Quintez Cephas was the toughest receiver he played against.
Right.
That's some praise. And he didn't know he was going to be drafted when he said that.
Yeah, that's very, I remember reading that, and we'll get to Quintez Cephas in a little bit. But I think, you know, and one of the players that we definitely did not agree on, and neither one of us picked him, we both said the Lions needed a running back. I said the Lions should take J.K. Dobbins. You said that the Lions should take Jonathan Taylor out of Wisconsin. Now, I will say this, looking at the tape for DeAndre Swift, he is a really good all-around back, where I like Taylor. You know, he can run, and he came from a run-heavy offense, where DeAndre Swift came from a pretty much a balanced offense that did run a lot of spread at times, and he still had over 1,200 yards rushing. But he was a definitely asset in the passing game, where he lines up in the slot. I think he really started his career in Georgia playing in the slot because the backfield was so full. I mean, you look at the guys who was there before him, Todd Gurley, Holyfield, Nick Chubb, Sony Michel. I mean, look at those guys. And he still set the all-time season record for yards per carry for the University of Georgia. He had 6.2 yards per carry from 2019. I mean, that's very impressive, especially in the SEC.
Yeah, we have an all SEC backfield now with Scarborough from Alabama, Kerryon from Auburn, and of course now Swift from Georgia, and of course Stafford's from Georgia.
Yeah.
We have an all SEC backfield. Let's hope that we can win big with the SEC team.
Right. Now, looking at Mel Kiper Jr. from ESPN, he gave the Lions a B for their draft. And look at that's not, I mean, that's not bad at all. I mean, you look at, you know, he is the one of what's called that. He's one of the guys that you really measure your draft by what his standard of grade is. And I really like the fact that, you know, it wasn't a draft where he said it was really great. And he didn't say it was really poor. So he just said it was pretty good. And coming from Mel Kiper Jr., I'll take a pretty good all day long. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So looking at the next guy that we took in the draft, you're looking at Julian Okwara. Julian Okwara had played his way into a captain's role at the University of Notre Dame, where he played really good his first couple years, but that last year, until he had his broken fibula, he was really playing at a high level. It's going to be interesting to see if the Lions keep both Okwara brothers in Detroit. Looking at the defensive edge defensive end room where you're going to have both Aquara brothers and Deshaun Hand, and you look at Trey Flowers.
Austin Bryant.
So it's going to be a pretty good, I mean, on paper, they should be, that's a pretty solid group. I mean, you have a good rotation, you have some good starters, and you have some good rotational players in there as well.
Yeah, it's going to be very competitive. We say this every year. It looks like it's going to be a competitive training camp, but yes, I do like the talent level, you know. I do like the guys. But the thing is, Ken Julian, is he healthy after that broken fibula?
I mean, he's had a little bit of time to heal. I don't think he's quite at a year yet. He will be, if the season start on time, I think he'll be ready to go. I didn't see any hitching his get up or anything like that, you know, lately. So I think he's pretty good. I mean, he broke it 9 games into the season. So I think he should be pretty healthy coming into the 2020 NFL season. I don't think that, what do you call that? I don't think he's one of those guys who's going to be expected to start right away, but he's going to be an impact player on a rotation basis.
Yeah.
So next guy up, Jonah Jackson, guard out of Ohio State. That guy's a pretty good run blocker. And in the passing game, like I said, he only gave up 1 sack in his whole college career.
Not bad. It's good. It's impressive. Yes, it is. We need help with Kara, but I still don't see my boy Bo position.
You and that doggone Bo. You gonna ride that wheel to the jungle to the wheel fall off. You and that big old Bo Benchwazzle, that is your man, 50 grand. But I am mad at my man, you know. I hope he does do good. I mean, I hope he does come in and play well for the Lions. The next we have another guard, Logan Stenberg out of Kentucky. That dude's a mauler. He is a straight up mauler. He plays with a nasty attitude for offensive linemen. So I really like that pick. 2 guards back to back. You really don't see that, but Bob Quinn has made it an emphasis of drafting offensive linemen since he's been in Detroit.
I love offensive linemen. You know me. If I was a football player, the position I want to play is quarterback. Uh-huh. But I still love my big guys up front because the offense can't go without an offensive line in front of you. In front of every running back, every quarterback, every coach understands that. But the thing about Stenberg, I heard some good things. He's a mauler. He plays a nasty streak. But when we talk about concern, you know, penalties. Talking about Taylor
was known
for fumbling. Stenberg was known for
definitely, penalties. Definitely. He said he played football the way it's supposed to be played. So that's why he gets a lot of penalties. I don't want to know about that. All right. Looking at the last draft grade that we're going to talk about before we finish up our picks for the Lions that we're going to go over. The NFL.com, and looking at the NFL.com draft grade for the Lions, overall, we got an A- from the NFL.com folks. So if you're looking at the 3 really major outlets for draft grades, Pro Football Focus, ESPN.com, and NFL.com, we got 2 A's and a B.
That's very impressive. You know, people, like I said, really take a jump on the Lions, no matter what they do. Mm-hmm. So to get good grades like that from those organizations is quite a compliment.
Right. Even, what's his name? Tim Hasselbeck gave us some good high grades from ESPN as well. You know, he's not really a draft analyst, but he's a football analyst for ESPN. He really liked our draft so far. So look at the next guy. We have Quintez Cephas out of University of Wisconsin. Now, I was impressed by the guy watching the game when Michigan played Wisconsin this year. I mean, he is a big physical guy at receiver, and he is a tough cover. So to get that compliment from the top corner in the nation, it's pretty well. Now, we got some mixed reviews on that pick. Some people didn't like it. Some people really graded him low as far as the draft. They said we reached too high for him and drafted him kind of high. So what are your thoughts on Quintez Cephas?
First of all, I think the fifth round flyer is not bad. Now, Cephas, I like him. He's a very interesting case. Uh-huh. He started off, gangbusters at Wisconsin, but he suffered a fibular injury himself, uh-huh, which during his career. And as you know, his life and career, his life and freedom was on the line, uh-huh, as he had to face some, I call bogus rape allegations, clear those girls are lying, uh-huh, and, you know, jury saw through that. That's why the acquittal was in 45 minutes. Uh-huh. So I'm not worried about saying in Quinn that they did a background check. He's a good character. He's not concerned either. Uh-huh. But he had a good junior season. He had excellent games against my Wolverines, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So did Taylor. I wish you had fumbled a couple times that game. And he had a good game, two good games against Ohio State at Columbus. And uh-huh, the Big Ten title game. The rap against Cephas is his poor 40 times. He ran a 4.7 at the combine, uh-huh, but he improved to 4.5 at his own personal pro day. So he's not a burner, but he has pretty good size. He's 60. He's built like more like a running back. Uh-huh. His fifth size is 6'1", 207 pounds. He can leap. He went a jump ball. He has to step to speed because when I look at this film, he beat some guys deep. So it's no, ain't nothing wrong with speed to me. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, you can't always go by those 40 times. 40 times and combine results.
Yeah.
Don't tell the whole story. I said that many times. Yes, yeah, impressive, but can you play the game of football? And he's an intriguing prospect. I liked him. I either wanted him or DPJ out of Michigan.
Uh-huh.
He took pieces. So he's an intriguing prospect. I wish the young man well.
Right.
I support him through his trials and tribulations, and mm-hmm, I hope he makes the team.
All right. So to finishing up, we got a running back, Jason Huntley, out of New Mexico State. Now, this guy is primarily a special teamer. He will look at to spell your man, Jamal Agnew, either punt return or kick return. You know, I know we rely heavily on Agnew on both teams with the kickoff and the punt return. But I think he needs to really share some of those duties sometimes. I know he's good at both, but, you know, it's good to bring a guy in who can help spell him during those times.
Right. I didn't know anything about this guy.
Mm-hmm.
I saw it with the YouTube tape. So I didn't,
right,
never seen him playing a game. He's supposed to be one of the fastest players in college football. And I was a little puzzled by the pick. You know, I even posted that in the group. But he does have some talent. He gets a lot of speed.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll add speed kills. So he might even be out Ty Johnson for a running back spot. Maybe him and Swift can beat out Ty Johnson and the other and one of those other veterans for the final two running back spots.
Right.
So we shall see.
Right. Now, looking at John Pencilli out of Utah. That guy, he's pretty nasty, too. He plays a defensive lineman, defensive tackle, plays with a good, nasty attitude, good size. I mean, you know, you could take a flyer. I mean, he's a sixth-round guy, so, I mean, I'm not expecting him to come in and start right away, but he can come in and be a rotational player on the defensive line.
Yeah, you know, the fourth or third day they in the draft is round 6 or 7 where you can take a chance on somebody,
mm-hmm,
who may have character issues or whatever,
mm-hmm,
or a project if you can afford that, or maybe find a sleeper who didn't really get much press, but was a, mm-hmm, pretty good player. Penicilli might fit that bill. He has good size. Like I said, it's a pretty good run stopper.
Right. Now, running out the draft and pick number 235 in round 7 was the defensive lineman Jason Cornell out of Ohio State. Now, he's a versatile guy. He can play either defensive tackle or defensive end. He worked his way into the starting lineup last year, and he played opposite of Chase Young most of the time.
That's correct. He's a former 4-star recruit.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't start until his senior year. He was pretty much a backup or rotational player, but he didn't get the starting job until his last year. So he waited and bided his time. He had a pretty good season, pretty good athlete. He's going to be a long shot to make the team, but he might be a good practice squad candidate.
Right. Now, overall, myself, I'm not a great draft analyst to give out any grades or anything like that. However, I like the Lions draft this year. If you look at some of the drafts from Rob Quinn, we always had some head scratches of, well, who's this guy? And this, we talk about in the earlier rounds of the draft. Well, why do you pick this guy? I think we really addressed the positions of need in the first three rounds of the draft, really the first four rounds of the draft. I mean, he really looked at, you know, what we needed for the team. Now, there's some people that's going to be really irritated because the Lions should have thought the Lions should have drafted a defensive lineman earlier. But if you look at the offseason, you know, you look at he signed Danny Shelton coming over from the Patriots, and the Lions still have money to burn in free agency. They're coming in well under their cap into the draft. And you look at, they may have around $20 million after the rookie, with the rookie wage scale being the way it is constructed. They're still going to have plenty of money under their cap after the rookies are signed.
Yes, and you never know. This is not, the rest is not set in stone. Hopefully, if everything goes on time, if we have a preseason or a training camp, then we may look at a cut from another team, a veteran from another team to sign. So right. It's not the final roster, folks. It's a draft. We'll see. Mm-hmm. It's far from the final roster, and let's hope that, I don't know, will training camp start on time as usual? Let me ask this real quick. There was mm-hmm. no off-season programs, no off-season programs, no strength and conditioning mm-hmm. programs. How do you go work with it? How do guys get in shape, you know?
Well, I mean, it's going to be sort of like the 2011 season where they had the work stoppage, and really they really started the season coming in. Like, really, there wasn't any like serious offseason program. They just kind of came into the preseason and played it from there. So
hopefully the guys, you know, will be working on their own, mm-hmm. lifting, working out their personal trainers, keeping that social distance, of course, and do what they can yeah. on their own to stay in shape. Not wait till you get to camp or the off-season programs get in shape. We get a serious athlete uh-huh. is already in shape when those things come around.
Right, right. Like DeAndre Sills Pop, you know what I'm saying? That dude is jacked. You know what I'm saying?
I posted a video. Yeah. I see the video I posted in the group. They signed him
that
too.
Dude is jacked. Man, he signed up for the defensive line. So, hey, that's our draft overview for the Lions 2020 NFL draft. If you're watching on Facebook, please hit the like button, hit the share button. If you're watching on YouTube, hit the like button, hit the share button, hit the notification link. If you're watching on Twitter or YouTube, retweet. Hit the like button, share it with your friends, and we appreciate you listening in and watching the Die Hard Den podcast. Do you have any parting words for the fans out there for this week draft overview?
I just want to say, I wish all the young men well. They drafted. You may not all make the team, but I wish y'all well. Do your best. Work hard. And to the fans out there, still be cautious. Be safe. Keep your social distancing. Wash your hands thoroughly, because this COVID-19 thing is no joke.
Right. I have to echo that. Please be safe out there. If you have to go to work, please be safe. Wear a mask. Like Shawnee J said, wash your hands, use hand sanitizer, wear a mask, you know, wear some gloves if needed. And if you don't have to go out, please stay home. You're keeping everyone else safe by staying home. So tell the people how they can find you on social media, my man.
Main way you can find me is on Facebook. My name is John Jennings. Look me up. I'm also the lead administrator for the Detroit Lions Truest Fans Group. I'll be happy to add you.
All right. You can find me at Curtis Steele 14, CURTISSTELE 14 at Instagram and Twitter. You can also find the show at Twitter at DieHardDenPosse1. On Facebook, it's facebook.com/DieHardDenPodcast. You can also find us on Instagram. It is @die_hard_den_podcast. And definitely you can email the show at diehardpodcast@gmail.com. Hey, please be safe out there, and thank you for listening in to our draft recap here at the Die Hard Den podcast, and we'll holla at you real soon.